This is KUT. Pharmacists who choose not to fill prescriptions based on their religious beliefs will now be protected from any disciplinary action, thanks to a bill passed during the just-completed legislative session. Kate Gretzinger reports.
Representative Matt Krause says the legislation would protect the right of pharmacists to refuse to fill prescriptions, such as birth control or hormone therapy drugs, if the purposes the drugs serve conflict with the pharmacist's religious beliefs. Krause added the legislation as an amendment to a bill on the operations of the State Board of Pharmacy.
We're starting to see across the country, really, the government penalizing individuals for their religious beliefs or sincerely held beliefs on certain issues.
Texas Right to Life Legislative Director John Sego helped Krause craft the amendment. He says that pharmacists here in Texas were at risk of being penalized prior to the passage of this bill.
This is not a theoretical threat to a pro-life medical professional. This is actually a tangible issue that we've actually seen in other states.
Sego points to a case from Washington State last year in which a pharmacy was forced to sell abortion-inducing drugs, even though abortion was against the pharmacy owner's religion. The case went all the way to the United States Supreme Court, which refused to hear it, meaning a rule requiring pharmacists to sell drugs no matter their beliefs was allowed to stand.
There's nothing in Texas state law that would have preempted that type of standoff between a pro-life pharmacist and the pharmacy board.
Those opposed to the amendment say it's not needed. Gay Dodson heads up the state's pharmacy board. She says over the last 20 years in Texas, only one pharmacist has been reported to the pharmacy board for refusing to fill a birth control prescription. And she says the pharmacist did not face any disciplinary action.
Pharmacists have a right to their beliefs. So, you know, I wasn't telling him he had to fill it, but I did tell him he needed to tell the patient where the nearest place was that they could get the prescription filled.
This solution works as long as there is another pharmacy around that will fill the prescription. But in rural areas, the nearest pharmacy may be several miles away, which is why State Rep Krause says the new law contains a provision requiring any life-saving prescriptions to be filled, period.
That's not something that can be negotiated. If it's like insulin or something like that. No, but if it's something more elective, I guess, or preferred, then I think that's a little different.
To get those elective drugs, like birth control, people in rural areas will have to prove that they cannot live without their medicine or drive to the next town over if their pharmacist refuses to fill their prescription. Kate Gretzinger, KUT News.